Ladybird says y'all have been out acquiring more land and taking over the chalices and so on and so forth.
That's right. We're getting all we can get hold of. Pretty greedy that way.
I want you to figure out some way to see what maximum we can do to ward off our park so no land grabbers get a hold of it and you have to buy it up. I asked the budget to make a study of how much federal government had spent in connection with presidents' homes after the fact instead of before the fact.
Yes.
I don't know much about it, but I would assume that we'd spend a little bit from Mount Vernon on down occasionally here and there. Now, what we've got, ours is about completed. I don't know how long we'll live in it, but it's going to be a nice block of about 2,200 acres. I don't know how much of it to give or what'll happen or anything about it or how interesting it'll be, how much anybody wants or anything. But at the moment, the land from that little high store where the river comes into the kind of the highway, do you remember the little high post office?
Yes, sir.
Up to Stonewall, which is, I guess, 4 or 5 miles. We own, I guess, a mile of it. Some of it's just 100 feet, and some of it's 100 yards. And a beautiful little river there. We own about 2 miles, I guess, of the parkland that joins it. Now, we don't need any more parkland, and that, I think that's all right. We do need a good deal of improvement there in the park. I went out and got every friend I could to put in money, and I understand Lawrence is going to help us with some exhibits, but we need a lot of trees and a lot of other things that we haven't got. But the thing I would like for you to look at is from two standpoints. One, see how much we could get in the form of a matching. I know you just matched the $60,000 we got contributed, but how much you could get in the form of matching if I could get an appropriation through the state legislature that was reasonable to improve the park. They're going to put roads in it, but everything else we need, I don't know what we need, but I sure want it to be an attractive and good place. The second thing is what kind of a grant and what kind of authority we have to protect that river. I would guess not over 100 acres. It could be 200 acres. But we're talking in terms of, less than $500,000, less than $500,000. But what we really ought to have is the land between the Ranch Road 1 and the river that gives access to the river. Now, what makes me realize that is this. They're putting in a 2 or 3 little playground parks, little what they call vest pocket highway parks. But the damn son of a bitchin' owners are commercializing, and they got a hot dog stand on the other side, and then they let the highway department come within 25, 50 feet of the river and then make one of these damned old ugly cyclone fences around it where the kids can't get to the river. Now, the only reason for it in the first place is where they can sit there and Tom Sawyer fish and wade and sit on its banks and stuff like that. So what I want to do, if it's humanly possible, and we're talking in terms of less than $500,000, some congressman, somebody told me she had several million out in Oregon. Barry Goldwater told me yesterday y'all had done something at Camelback. I don't know what it was, some kind of a grant that you'd have come out there. So before that land gets peddled off on the river, I'm just speaking about the river now.
Yes.
I'd say at the widest point, it's 250 yards. At the narrowest, it's 250 feet. And the whole thing put together wouldn't be 100, maybe 200 acres. I haven't ever measured it, but I'd guess 200 acres. It could be 250. The most we paid for this other was 1,400 an acre. It's worth about 50 or 100, but it's going to be 10,000.
Sure.
That's what it costs us. So I want to take that, I want you to look at that, whatever that fund, that discretionary secondary fund, see what you can do in the way of a matching, how much we're limited. If I could get $250,000 out of the legislature in the next session, it meets in July, I think, Could you match it, number one? Number two, I talked to Charlie Bodner about this time, too, and he didn't want anything bad. I talked to the budget to see if we could get the state, and Larry thinks we can. Larry Temple thinks we might get the state to put up something. They're awfully narrow in their state legislature, but the... And I want to see what power you have to get that land on the river.
Mr. President, let me give you a quick answer here. I think I can... fairly certain of what I'm saying. I'm very certain on the matching as far as anything the state would put up or anything that Lawrence or others might want to give to the state. We can match and will match. No problem at all on this. We can give this a priority. There's just no question on that. With regard to the river protection, of course, at the present, since the state is in the picture there with the state park, we have no holdings, and therefore we have no authorization, and therefore we have no authority to do anything. The sort of thing that we have done, you know, up at Hyde Park, they came in to me 4 or 5 years ago, and there were some people that had bought some property, and they were going to develop it and start to cut down the trees, and this was going to mar the view from Hyde Park down to the Hudson. And some of President Roosevelt's friends got busy, and we got around, and we stopped it. We bought it and added it to the park. You know, it's that kind of situation. But the only authority that I have for any parkland is authority given me by Congress. You know, we have no general authority.
Can't you make a grant, though, to the State Parks Board for acquiring a couple hundred acres on the riverfront to add to their park?
We could match, and again, Mr. President, there's no problem on matching, and I would...
Are you required to match? Could you make an outright grant?
No. Our law, under both the special fund that I have used and our regular grants, is 50-50, and we have to be matched. No outright money.
So that answers that there is no grant where you can grant. The only way you could do it is to acquire it yourself. You'd have no need for it since it's a state park.
That's correct. So that we can match 50-50 with the state on anything that they want to do. And no question at all on that.
I have to get in the solicitation, but I'll do that. Now tell me about our historical sites. What about our birthplace home? What's the best way to handle that? We go out off.
Well, Mr.
I
President,
plan it ahead of time.
Yes. Well,
you know what we do with them now? What we do with them now? We had 83 countries and every state in the union visit them last year. I don't remember what it was, but we've had somewhere close to 250,000. That's the birthplace house, and it's owned by a foundation. They're free to give either as a marker or a monument or anyway. I told Scoop Jackson when he passed the one to Kennedy that when he got out of office I wanted one either way, either by executive order or historical monument or deed. He told me that he'd pass the law anytime I wanted to. I don't want to do it while I'm in office. But what we do now is we have 100 women come in there and operate, but we just keep it open 3 or 4 weeks because we can't afford to keep it open the rest of the time, but it's bumper to bumper all during the summer, people coming there.
Mr. President, I think what we ought to do, and I can
now, we
understand.
Can give them, and we got good land connected with it. We got that river bottom land, and we got, I don't remember how much we paid. I think we paid $1,000 an acre for several acres of it besides a little house.
Well, again, it's like all of these presidential places. It does take a little act of Congress. Shouldn't be any difficulty. I understand and agree completely with your feeling that the time to do it is after you're out of office. We could take it over, operate it. I think we should. And I think we can get the skid greased and get it all set here so that it's taken over as soon as we get a little act of Congress passed. I'd be no trouble with all the friends you have.
Now, what home do we have now like that? We have the Kennedy one. That's the only one I'm familiar with that you operate. Any?
Yes.
Lady Bird told me the Pope ones operate for the state of North Carolina.
Well, that's right. There are some. Of course, we have Hyde Park. We have Teddy Roosevelt's home at Sagamore Hill. This is one we took over while I've been here.
wonder if you'd get me a memo prepared on all of them that we're all at, how much we spend on them a year.
On President's Home.
Yeah, President's Home. Either their birthplace or where they lived, or and designate what it is. Let me take a look.
All right.
Get somebody to prepare me a memo. Now, what are they? Are they monuments or are historic
sites?
Historic sites.
Now, in President Kennedy's case, you see, there was the only thing connected with him that was in existence. Since he never really owned a home that his life was identified with, was that birthplace when Mrs. Kennedy restored it and offered it to us. We took it. Now the other more recent example that you'd be interested in is President Eisenhower's home.
Yeah, but we didn't have an act on that. You just accepted it.
No, we had a little act, I think, on that. We have President Hoover's place in Iowa.
Yes, I remember that. I remember I got the money for that, but I thought Eisenhower, they just gave you a deed and you accepted it by agreement. I didn't think you had to talk to somebody.
Maybe we did do that by proclamation. Let me cover that in the memorandum, too. In other words, how did we accomplish each one? Some by proclamation, some by act of Congress.
Now, what does he do? He stays there, his home, until he dies or until he... What are the terms, you remember?
Life estate. Or earlier, if he and Mrs. Eisenhower want to voluntarily stay take over at any time. As a matter of fact, you know, under the arrangement, that was the thing Buzz and I went on up on last winter, he gave us the deed reserving to himself a life estate, but also spelling out that if he wanted to surrender the possession to the government, he could do it at any time. But we own it as of right now. I think that's the pattern you might want to look at, might want to think about next
winter. That's a good one. You see, Eisenhower, Democrat.
That's right, and we own it, but you keep it for life estate.
Let me
give you something particular on the Eisenhower thing. I'd be interested in that.
Give me those others.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Get right over to
you. Say, Stu, let's get your oil advisory group in here a few times.
All right.
Two or three. I don't care what to study. Whatever you want them to study. They have to study the future needs. 50 years from now, I see where they say they're going to more than double between now and 1980. But you've got 100 on them. They're representatives. They don't meet very often. It would be a good thing, and I'd like for them to kind of get away from their wife anyway for a day.
No.
Get you a little agenda and tell them to get them in three times the next 8 months so that, and I wouldn't give them anything very controversial, but I'd have them study the future needs of oil, whatever else you think of that would be good. I'd scare them a little bit, tell them all the problems they got with depletion and tax reform.
Sure.
We're going to have it. Kind of hold them together as an industry and kind of make you regarded well by them, but make yourself a little friendly and not at distance with them. And I don't want them to be hitting me either, and I don't want to do anything for them, but I don't want to do anything. I want to keep them in good humor. So tell whoever your secretary is, and set up meetings for them, and they'll all be gone. I imagine they might have one the latter part of June, August, they'll be gone, but they might have one in September then. Most of them go to Colorado.
Yes. Did you see that sale, Mr. President, on the Texas shelf?
Oh, that's the damnest thing I ever heard of. I never heard of it.
Well, it's twice as high.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I thought it'd be a couple hundred million, somebody told me.
Well, you know, the good news on this really, though, is the oil companies are coming home. They're still doing their work in Africa and these other places, but they're investing the money here. They want the security that we have, as well as they're betting on
the... Are you going to turn back some of those where you just had one bid?
Well, Sam Hughes and the Budget Bureau talked to me. We're going to decide on it tomorrow. You know, we're holding millions of dollars, and we can't hold it very long, but I think we're going to turn some back where we don't think there was competition.
Where I thought that they might bring more, and I could get the gossip around that it's pretty low and just had one bid. Now, that one bid may indicate, though, that they didn't think it wasn't very interesting. If you withdrew, you'd be in hell of shape.
Well, we've got our best people on it. We're going
to... You have to study it good, and if you got a good excuse, why, make them get competition, because we need some money in 69,
yep,
too. That's where we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
God bless you, and... thank you for what you do with Lawrence, because he's helping us down there with our exhibits, and your man is. And Stu, I haven't got much. It's just 200 acres, and we've put in a lot of money, but I want you to make that thing look decent. I'll get some folks busy at the legislature, but I don't want a ragtag shotgun tenant looking sharecropper park there in front of my house. I want something that is there's good taste, and Bird does too, and I want you to give it some of your attention and your imagination and your planning along with your better people. Bird's been working on it with them, and she's very happy. Your man's down there now, I think, working.